within a time frame that we can have a good altar service here this morning, because this message can change the course of your life. I promise you that. I can't heal anybody. I can't save anybody. I can't deliver anybody. I can preach the word of God to you, and I know a man who can take care of all your need. And that's what I do. I preach Jesus. So I want us to stand, hold our Bibles up, make this confession of faith, because you are what God said you are. Let's say it together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would, turn in your Bibles to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. I want to talk to you this morning on the subject 2020 vision. We have moved into a new year, and it's 2020. And many people that we know, they were not blessed with good eyesight. So they go to an optometrist once a year to get that vision brought up from where it is to 2020 vision. Now, I used to wear contacts. I had glasses. I didn't like those at all. But I took my contacts and threw them away and then found my glasses. And finally, I put some contacts on and started wearing them. And a phenomenal thing happened to me. I don't wear contacts and I don't wear glasses now. I'm 74 years young. So your eyes are not sick because you have to wear glasses or contacts. Your eyes have just changed their shape like your body does. So we got to work on it, amen? But it depends on how the light rays hit your eyes, and all those glasses do is bends it so you can bring your eyesight up from where it is to 20/20 vision. That's why people go to an optometrist once a year for an annual checkup. And guess what? I'm going back to get my eyes checked. Hallelujah. I want her to tell me what I already know. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus said the light of the body is the eye. And so if your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. And he also said, but if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So in the physical body, we need 20/20 vision. But today, I submit to you that we also need 20/20 vision in the spirit man. Hallelujah. I'm reading from John 20. I'm going to begin in verse 19. So we need 20/20 vision in the spirit man. And look at this, John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And look at this. It says, and then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. In this new year, I want us to see Jesus like we have never seen Jesus before. We've had some wonderful miracles in this place. Salvations, healings, deliverances, tremendous miracles and healing that we've all witnessed and testified to. And those miracles are going to continue to come, and more testimonies are on the way. But I'm believing that they're going to be even greater than before, because God gave us a word, and I've still got a hold of that. One word, restoration. So if you need restoration, you keep coming, and I promise you on the word of God, you will get your miracle. Now, I am believing for even more manifestations in 2020. I got to thinking about the great apostle Paul and his preaching and how he preached with such power and anointing, wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. I want you to look at what he said about the eyes. Ephesians 1:18. I said, we need 20/20 vision in the spirit, man. And look at this. Look on your, up there on the overhead. That Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And look at this, verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Look at your neighbor and tell him, I believe. Hallelujah. This church is full of believers. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? If you believe, his mighty power will work in you. Did you see that? According to them that believe. Jesus even said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Hallelujah. And I got a radical faith. I just believe God. I believe because I choose to believe. You know, David, he was greatly afflicted. He said, I believed, therefore have I spoken. And then he says, I was greatly afflicted, but God healed him. And Paul comes along and Paul says, and we having the same spirit of faith, according to that which is written, we believe, therefore, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Paul said, we also believe and therefore speak. So you got to start speaking what the word of God says. You got to start living what the word of God says. And guess what? Your miracle will come. My subject this morning, 2020 vision. And I submit to you that 2020 vision in the spirit world is seeing Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the miracles you've done, Lord. Thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you for the privilege to preach your word. I ask you to give us a listening ear. Let me preach your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Thank you for that anointing. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, on this particular occasion, from the text I read, the disciples were worried. They were in the upper room. They were scared. They were afraid, and they were in hiding because Jesus had been crucified. And all of a sudden, Jesus walks through the wall, and he appears in the midst of them, and he said, peace be unto you. That's what I want us to realize, is that we can have peace in the midst of the storm. If you can only get your eyes on Jesus, and if you can see Jesus, hallelujah. I want us to get our eyes on Jesus. That's what Isaiah did. Listen to old prophet Isaiah. I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. And the angels cried, holy. And the angels cried, holy. And the angels cried, holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says these disciples, when Jesus walked through the wall, the Bible says they were glad. When were they glad? They were glad when they saw the Lord. When will you be glad when you're going through the storm? When you see the Lord and he comes walking in the midst of that storm and he speaks to you and says, peace, be still. Hallelujah. They were glad when they saw the Lord. You see, there's a message in that little verse of scripture. Contained in that verse of scripture, when they saw the Lord, is the key to happiness. Contained in that verse of scripture is the key to joy. Contained in that little verse of scripture is the key to peace. You will find the key to contentment in your life in that little scripture when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. The answer to every dilemma in your life is contained in that little verse of scripture. The answer for every problem that you will ever face, it is found right there when they saw the Lord. The answer to every heartache, to every sorrow, to every trouble, to everything you will ever encounter, it is found in that verse of scripture. The answer for every sickness, for every infirmity, and for every disease is found in that passage of scripture. The answer for every lost sinner who is bound by chains of darkness and on his way to a devil's hell, the answer is found in that little verse of scripture. Hallelujah. The answer for every person that is away from God is found in that little verse. They were glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something. We need 2020 vision concerning Jesus Christ. We need to do what the disciples did in that little upper room. We need 2020 vision concerning Jesus. Hallelujah. When they saw the Lord, they were glad, or they were filled with joy. Hallelujah. We got to be sure, church, that we don't let the doubts cloud our vision. We got to be sure of that. Because the devil will come like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But he cannot devour everybody. Not if you're suited up. Not if you've got the name of Jesus. Not if the blood has been applied to your heart. He's just seeking some people to devour. But if you'll come out here and get with people of like precious faith, I promise you something, your victory is on the way. Somebody told me this morning, said, well, you can just get saved. I said, you can just get healed by going to church. I said, you can't go to every church and get healed. They don't preach healing. They don't believe in healing. You got to go to where the word of God is preached. You got to go where there's an anointed servant that's been called and been sent to preach. And signs follow that type of ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to put a sermon together on the prophet Elijah. But today I don't want you to see anybody but Jesus. Okay? Hallelujah. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. We got to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't let the light, the shadows of light, do not let them dim your view when it comes to seeing Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you got 20/20 vision, you got your eyes upon the Master. And then you're going to realize that any sickness or any disease that comes your way is under his authority. Is under his authority, and then he gives authority to you. And he gives authority to the church. So they can pray and stand in his stead and pray a prayer of deliverance and a prayer that brings miracles. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those disciples, they got their eyes on Jesus and they were glad. Amen. See, when you realize that what the Lord has done, you won't be sick. Now, that's a bold statement. Brother Woody Bradley, come up here and stand, please. Come right here. Now, I remember Brother Woody when he first come into the church, and I asked him when the service was over, I want you to just stand right here and stay right here and look at the people. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said, well, Brother Woody, how you doing? He said, I'm sick. I told him, I said, no, you're not sick. You're healed. He's a brand new Christian now. You got to remember this. And I took my Bible, and I began to share some scriptures with him. If you would put Isaiah 53 up there for me, please. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. I said, are you sick or are you healed? He said, I'm sick. I said, no, you're not sick. I said, let me give you some more. So I took I said, look at Psalms 103, beginning in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's in me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of his benefits, who forgives all our sin, who heals all our disease. I said, are you sick? Are you healed? He said, I'm sick. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I said, let me give you some more. So I took him to Matthew 8:16-17. Now, on this occasion, Jesus, he's tired. He's gone to Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law is sick with a fever. And Jesus goes and he stands over her and he heals her. And he spoke to that spirit, that infirming spirit. So you got to have knowledge from God what you're dealing with. And he spoke to that spirit. And when he did, she got up and ministered to the Lord. Now, if you look at Matthew 8:16, it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirit with his words and healed all that was sick. Now, why did he do it? This is the best commentary you will ever find on Matthew chapter, on Isaiah 53. Look at the next verse. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. I said, are you sick or are you healed? He said, I'm sick and I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I said, I got one more verse for you. Put 1 Peter 1:24 up there. Look at this now. It says, who his own self bear our sins. He just got saved. I mean, he knows he's saved. I mean, the whole world knows Woody Bradley has been saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin, he died to sin. Look, he's in the church. Glory to God. Been in church for years. By whose stripes you were healed. I said, it says you were healed. I said, are you sick or are you healed? He said, praise God, I'm healed. And if you ask him right now, are you sick or you healed?
Give me that mic, brother. You better believe I'm healed. Because over the years, I found out through the word of God, he said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He said, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He said, by my stripes you were healed, by my stripes you are healed. I'm in victory lane, brother.
Glory to God. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I never laid a hand upon Brother Woody. I never prayed for him that night. All I did was gave him the word of God. And he got his eyes off his problems, and he got his eyes on Jesus, and he was healed. You can look at life circumstances, and I'll tell you, they will bring doubt and unbelief, and you are fighting a battle. And that's why we feed ourselves the word of God. That's why we come to hear the word of faith preached. Paul said, it is the word of faith which we preach. I can't heal, I can't save, I can't sanctify, but I know a man who can. And his name is Jesus, and if I can get your eyes on Jesus, miracles will show up in this place. You may have a problem you're still dealing with. You may not have gotten victory in some place, but I want to tell you on the authority of God's word, Jesus Christ is a chain breaker. Woo! He'll break every chain that's ever come into your life, and praise God, he will give you life and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. You said, do you have any scripture that you can be healed by hearing the word of God? Sure I do. Look at Psalms 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And look at the next verse. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Then it goes on and says, let them offer the sacrifice of praise. Glory to God. Are you praising him? Are you thanking him for what he's already done? If you just look back from where he brought you from to where you are today, you will see miracle after miracle after miracle. The children of Israel, they got out in the wilderness. God had fed them with manna from above, clothed them with clothes that wouldn't wear out, gave them a cloud by day and fire by night to protect them. And they got out there and grumbled and complained. You don't need to complain. You need to rejoice in what God has already done. Hallelujah. And watch God show up and show off and bring you out of your dilemma. Somebody go and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that any trial that's coming your way is going to work a far greater work in your life. When you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that the trying of your faith is more precious to God than gold that perisheth. And after you've done the will of the Father, you shall receive the promise. Hallelujah. When you got your eyes on Jesus, you know there's a law called Romans 8:28. That's not in the outline. Put Romans 8:28 up there. The Bible says, for we know, say we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Say it backwards. To those who live according to his purpose and are called. Have you been called? You better believe you have. We know that all things work together for their good. If you are not living in the will of God, if God keeps speaking to you about something over and over and over, and you keep going around that thing and you don't deal with your problem, I promise you something. God will let you go around that mountain for 40 years, and 40 years you'll wander in your wilderness. But once you get your eyes on Jesus and you said, I'm going to live according to the word of God, when you start doing that, hallelujah, like Brother Woody said, I'm living in victory lane. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. When you got your eyes on Jesus, he's going to bring good out of everything. When you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. When you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that when the enemy comes in one way, he's going to flee seven ways. Hallelujah. When he comes against you, he's going to have to leave you. He cannot stay. My Bible says, draw nigh to God. Submit yourself to God. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let me tell you, the devil's not going to do but so much. He'll do what you allow him to do. But when you put your foot down and say, that's it, praise God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My life belongs to Jesus. My life is hid with Christ in God. Come on if you want to, devil, but you're going to have to walk through the blood to get to me. Praise God, I've been washed in the blood. I've been cleansed. I've been healed. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do. Come on, let's praise him, church. Hallelujah. I know people go through financial difficulties. I've been there. Amen. But my God is my Jehovah Jireh. I found one name, Jehovah Jireh. Woo! The Lord that will provide. And I'll tell you something. Look at Philippians 4:19. But my God, not the place you work. Oh, thank God for good jobs. He expects you to work. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You don't have to worry about that next payment. You don't have to worry about that next bill. You don't have to worry about the things you need. Why not? Because God will provide. Well, Pastor, you're living, in abundance. Sure I am. But I know what it is not to have. I know what it is to have. And I just started applying the principles of the Word of God, and God brought me out step by step. And I've watched him do that to multitudes of people in the church. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And look at what Jesus said. I love this verse of scripture, Luke 12:32. Jesus said, fear not, little flock. See, the devil tries to come and bring fear. And fear and faith can't work together. But David said, I finally figured this thing out. What time I'm afraid, then will I trust in God. David was a prophet. David saw Jesus. Go back and read the Psalms. He saw the resurrected Lord. He's the one that wrote, why will thou leave my soul in hell? Why have thou forsaken me, God? He saw Jesus being crucified on that cross. And he was a priest, a prophet, and a king. And David, this man, he knew what it was. He was a shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But look at what Jesus said right here. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. See, when you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me ask you, do you have your eyes on Jesus? If you do, then shout, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's stand and give Jesus a standing ovation. Let's give him some praise. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the devil hear your praise. Let him see your hands extended up to your God. Let him know who you're praising. Let the devil know I've come out of darkness into the marvelous light. And I got my eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, my church, I brought you here today that your spiritual vision can be corrected. I want you to see what my son has done on the cross. I want you to understand my great love for you. And I have promised you on my word, in my word, that if you will come to me and call upon me, I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is wanting to speak, and God has brought us here and assembled us together today that we can make a transition. We're going to transition from just coming to church to be in the church. I was preaching yesterday down at Falcon. I said I was a relay race runner in high school, and that's what's called the transition zone. And when you're passing that baton, if you drop the baton in the transition zone, then you lose the entire race. So we're not going to drop the baton. This church, I've been praying. I'm saying, God, I want people to see you and see Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost like they've never been seen you before. See, the Bible says, put Mark 16, 17, and 18 up there. We'll start with verse 17. The Bible says that signs follow believers. There are a lot of people that preach, and they're in positions in church. They ain't never seen a soul saved. That's true. They've never seen anybody heal. They just got a title. Signs do not follow people with titles. Signs follow people that believe. And I'm praying and I'm asking God that this church will become a church endued with fire and power, that understands the name of Jesus, that understands the riches of the glory of our inheritance in the saints. And to do that, the only way I know to do that is to preach you the Word of God and to get you to make a transition from seeing church as a place where you just go to realizing you are the church. And you're to take Jesus outside these walls. You're to take him into the highways, into the hedges. You're to take him into the hospitals. You're to take him into the marketplace. You're to take Jesus where you work. Hallelujah. See, I came out of the business world. Some people don't like for me to say that, but I did. I had 30 years of successful career in the business world. And the whole time I was there after I got saved, I preached Jesus. I preached Jesus. I preached Jesus. That's Sister Joanne Wells that used to work out there at the switchboard. I preached Jesus and preached Jesus. She was saved. I won't, but when I first met her, but she saw Jesus when she started coming to Westmoreland like she's never seen Jesus before. Hallelujah. And that's what I want for this church. Jesus wants his church to have signs and wonders following not the minister in that church, the whole church. Look at this. These signs shall follow them that believe. Jesus said, in my name shall they cast out devils. Most Christian people will run from a devil. I want to teach you to stand up to the devil. He said they're going to cast out devils. They're going to speak with new tongues. That means shakabaho shikabaha shakabaranda robo koho shikamandaya. I shakabahunduriya rambo koshata. Get so filled with the Holy Ghost that you speak in tongues when you just think about making that transition. See, that's a transition zone. I got to transition from this natural world into oshakabuha, into the spirit world. If I don't bring you the word, if I don't bring you the anointing, I can't touch your heart. But I promise you one thing. I can touch your head, but only the Holy Ghost can touch your heart, and it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And when a man is full and when a church is full, they gonna speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives them utterance. Somebody go on and praise the Lord. Look at verse 19 here. See, before you're gonna do verse 19, you gotta do verse 18, get filled with the Holy Ghost. They shall take up serpents. You know, the serpent come out and tried to bite old brother Paul. He just shook it off in the fire. It didn't come out of the fire. The serpent came out of the heat. The devil can take the heat, but he can't take the fire. Woo! Paul just shook it off. They were waiting for Paul to die, and he just stood there, full of God. Before he left that place, praise God, he got them all healed and got them saved and left a church on that island. Glory to God. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, when you believe you can do that, guess what? You can do that. You believe it because of the authority of God's word, and you believe it because of the power of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, if you got your eyes on Jesus, let me preach a little while. You won't have any problem forgiving others. Oh, we got people, they so full of hate and envy and jealousy, and they come to church and they smile, a false smile, and then they look at you like, that's all right. Get your eyes on Jesus, and I promise you something, you won't have any problem forgiving others. All I got to do is think about how much he forgave me of, and I have no problem forgiving you. Somebody go and praise God. If you got your eyes on Jesus, you won't have any problem with joy in your soul. If you have your eyes on Jesus, you won't have a problem with being an overcomer. Just maintain proper 20/20 spiritual vision, praise God, and you can make it if you'll just keep your eyes on Jesus. Let me see how I'm doing with my time here. I'm okay. That's what John the Baptist did one day. He was baptizing people in the Jordan River. Look at John 1:29. It says, then the next day, John said Jesus coming unto him. Woo! John said Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now, I need to stop right there because Jesus didn't just come to save us from our sins. I want you to leave that verse up there. It says, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. See, we were born and conceived in sin and iniquity. And we had a sin nature. And that's why you got to be born again, because you need a new nature. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now, salvation is an inclusive word in the gospel. It is the word sozo, and it means to save. It means to deliver from bondage. It means to heal. It means that God's life has flowed, the Zoe life has flowed into you through salvation. Hallelujah. So when you put it all together, you realize that salvation includes sanctification, where our sins are forgiven, where we're justified by faith in the blood of Jesus. We are made just as if we had never sinned. It also includes sanctification, where the very sin nature is crucified. It is a definite second work of grace. It is also an ongoing thing. How do you reach that place? When you come to Jesus and you say, I surrender all. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself daily, take up his cross and follow me. That's the crucified life. That's the life that brings great victory. So you need to be sanctified. Now, I can't sanctify you, but I can tell you how. And I can tell you about a man who can. I can't take your problems away, but I can preach the word. And the Holy Ghost will give you the direction you need. See, there are sins, and then there is sin. And you need to understand this. Sin is a condition of the heart. And sins are acts of that condition that's in your heart. But Jesus is a chain breaker. He come to break every chain. Hallelujah. See, sin is inherited, but sins, S-I-N-S, they are committed. Sin is the root. Sins are the fruit. Sin is the lawless seed. Sins are the lawless deeds. Now look at John 1:29. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. See, there are a lot of people have been saved, but they're still wrestling with old habits. They've been delivered, but they're still damaged. They're delivered, but damaged. We don't understand that word delivered. And some people think, well, you come into the church and you're never going to sin again. You're never going to have a want to. You'll never fail again. No, there's sin and sins. When that sin nature is delivered, you will know it. God says, I write my laws into your heart and your mind. I will place them. And God says, I'm going to cut a covenant with my son's blood. And through that covenant, I'm going to take the full responsibility. Jesus was the lamb. Jesus was the altar. Jesus was the offering. Jesus was the everything. And now Jesus is a great high priest that's passed into heaven. God took full responsibility for your Christian walk. And when you fail, all you got to do is get your eyes on Jesus, because there's a little voice that's going to talk to you and say, you know you did wrong, and you're going to know it. And if you did somebody wrong, go tell them you're sorry. Some people, they'll never get their miracles because they do people wrong and they hold stuff. I'm trying to help you. Amen. But if you'll get your eyes on Jesus, and if you'll forgive people, and if you'll understand that God is working in you, and not only is God working in you, but God's working in others. I promise you, you will not hear Pastor Jerry Nelson ever preach condemnation to anybody in this church. I promise you, I will show you the way out of sin. If you're still sinning, I know what, it comes back to me what people do. But you know what I'll do? I will love you. I will preach the word for you. And I will lay my hands on you. And if you want deliverance, guess what? The Holy Ghost will flow through me. Woo! And God will break every chain. Go on, praise God. I tell you, God is a good God. He doesn't want us held by anything. John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. What was he saying that day? He was saying, I must decrease, but he must increase. Behold the Lamb of God. I don't want you to see me. I will let you down. I got my own struggles. I got my own problems. I got things that I wrestle with, and you got things you wrestle with. And I promise you, nobody's so sanctified they're wearing a halo in here. Love God. Love people created in his image. And do everything you can to point out that problem, but point them always back to Jesus and let them know about God's amazing grace. Go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pilate They brought Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said, "Behold the man." What was he saying to the angry mob? What was it that he had some understanding about that day? He said, "Behold the man. Get your eyes on Jesus." The woman at the Samaritan well, Pastor Rick, if you would come. She went to the well, to Jacob's well, and she said, "Lord, you don't have anything to draw water with, and you said you can give me some living water." He said, "The water that I give you shall be a well of living water, springing up unto everlasting life." And finally, she got her eyes on who it was there, that it was Jesus the Messiah. She took one drink of that water, and she went running through the city. What was her message? It's my message today. Come see a man. Come see a man that told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Let us stand. Jesus is alive. We know he's alive. We know that he does miracles. Behold the man. Get your eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus loves you. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Even to those broken and shattered, dying, crying, sighing, God saw their condition. And Jesus came. And Jesus healed multitudes. And what he was doing was showing the love of God. He forgave prostitutes. You know his great-great-grandmother was a prostitute, Rahab the harlot. That was in his genealogy. But Jesus was the pure Lamb of God. And he saw what sin had done to his beautiful creation. And he was moved with compassion. And he healed them all.
I ask for mercy. I ask forgiveness.
He took my place.
His name is Jesus. He's the one that
we love you, Lord. Glory. Woo!
I was so wicked.
He had no sin.
I was so helpless.
He took me in.
His name is Jesus. He's the one that I love. Jesus, my Savior,
hallelujah,
my Lord,
glory,
and my King.
Come on, let's come to the altar and talk to
without
our Savior. Let's talk to our healer. Let's talk to our provider. Glory to God.
I am so thankful.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus
thank you,
came.
Jesus.
Since
thank
I
you, Lord.
Found him, I'm not the same.
Got my eyes on you, Lord.
Jesus.
I've had my spiritual vision corrected today. Hallelujah. Glory.
I was a stranger.
He welcomed me.
When I was bitter,
he set me free.
His name is
Jesus.
He's the one
glory.
That I love. When I was blinded,
he gave me sight.
I was in darkness.
He brought me light.
His name is Jesus. He's the one that I love.